According to the Berkshire Eagle, town officials in Cheshire, Massachusetts, say that work to restore the Thunder Brook Dam is near completion and should be finished in the coming days. The project is being funded in part with a $75,000 public grant from the Massachusetts Environmental Trust. The next phase of the project will replace a culvert. Most of the dam has just been removed. The structure has not been used since the 1970s. It originally served to create a water supply for Cheshire. Steve McMahon, executive director of the Hoosick River Watershed Association, said that the project will improve habitat for native fish species in the waterway. Over time, the Thunder Brook Dam has restricted water flow and led to an increased buildup of sediment in the river.
Their survival is dependent upon them being able to get upstream into the coldest parts of the stream when the rivers get warmer in the summer or turbidity increases during storm events, and they can't do that with the situation of dams like at Thunder Brook, because the dam, even if you get into through the dam structure itself through a fish ladder or something, the water held back by the dam is usually very much warmer and difficult for the fish to live in for very long.
The project is being completed by the Cheshire Highway Department and is going smoothly. However, a recent piece of legislation that seeks to help repair and replace dams across the state recently failed in the legislature. A report conducted in 2010 by the state's auditor's office shows that of the 100 most dangerous dams in the state, several are located in Berkshire County, including three in North Adams and two in Pittsfield. Abby Goodman, executive director of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Massachusetts, was pushing for the bill. She told WAMC that a large portion of the 3,000 dams in Massachusetts were constructed in the Industrial Revolution and now, years later, pose a threat to public safety.
Every time we have a storm or heavy rain, some of these dams are potentially in danger of breaching and causing property damage or even injury to people.
The bill, which was passed in the state Senate last year, would set up a fund for communities to access in order to replace or repair their aging dams. It would also provide resources for state inspections of local projects. First Berkshire District Representative Gail Caridi was disappointed that the bill failed to make its way through the House before the end of the session last week.
Well, I definitely would like to see the monies made available for grants so that communities like the city of North Adams can work on their problem dams and get them solved, because working on them now will help to alleviate problems later down the road. I'd hate to see another hurricane come through and bust any of those type of dams. We need to be prepared.
According to Caridi, lawmakers could not agree to include language in the bill that would also serve to protect the state's seawalls. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.